Next question is, how do I feel about regular citizens with no journalistic background blogging their views to the rest of the world? Does it undermine serious journalism? This is a sort of question that I get quite often, particularly from students, and it really annoys me, if I'm completely honest. First of all, there's this idea of regular citizens versus journalists. As if, A, journalists are not regular citizens, as if they are somehow super citizens, and as if at the moment that I become a journalist, I somehow take on new powers and new responsibilities and new ethics and all the rest of it. There are all sorts of parts to this question, but the fundamental point is that, over and over again, we have very strongly said that we do not want to limit access to journalism. We do not want to say that you need a certificate to become a journalist. In the Western world, there are other countries where you do need kind of government approval or authority approval to be a journalist. But in the Western world, we deliberately have prevented it becoming a profession. And this kind of citizen brain surgeon, you don't get citizen surgeons argument, is incredibly either arrogant or patronising or both, because we are not brain surgeons, we are journalists. And frankly, journalism is not very difficult. I'm sorry, but it is, for a lot of journalists, they are just churning out stuff that, a secondary school student could do. And, that's fine, that's the commercial side of publishing. It is filling content against which to sell advertising. And the kind of flip side of that is, that supports the more serious journalism. But as soon as we start drawing lines and we say that this journalist is, a proper journalist and this one isn't, and this is journalism and that isn't, we start to get into dangerous territory. We start to get into the same territory of, well, do you need approval to be a journalist? So there's all kinds of issues here. Journalism is not difficult. If serious journalism can be undermined by a regular citizen doing blogging, then it's not serious journalism. It's like saying you set up a gourmet restaurant and you sell beautiful food, and someone sets up next door with a hamburger stall. Does it undermine the gourmet restaurant? Well, no, not if the food is any good. But if the food is rubbish, if it's just it's all smoke and mirrors, and actually the food is just reheated hamburgers but in a fancy environment, then yes, it will undermine it. The hamburger stall will, because it is just the same. So, I think we need to avoid these very general approaches to blogging and to regular citizens, ultimately. There are all sorts of parts to journalism. There's the gathering of information, there's the verification of that, there's the presentation of it, there's the distribution of it, and there's the expertise and analysis and context. Now, some people are real experts in their field, much more expert than a journalist would be, and they bring real expertise and analysis and context to that, which may be better than a journalist could do, who just goes out and does some phone calls and mixes them all up without knowing whether one view is better than another. Some bloggers are fantastic writers, write beautifully, they use multimedia in compelling ways. And that adds something to the journalism. That might be something that a journalist couldn't do quite often for time constraints, or because they are used to just writing for print or for broadcast. And some bloggers, regular citizens, if you like, will have had very personal experiences and they can bring that to the table. Or they will have massive networks of contacts that they can spread the information through. There are all sorts of things that regular citizens can bring to journalism, to blogging, that adds to journalism. And this is not a zero-sum game. There are not journalists losing because there are bloggers doing whatever kind of content. And You know, anyone who suggests that journalists are losing their jobs because of bloggers doesn't understand the economic and commercial context of this. Journalists are losing their jobs because advertisers are moving away from traditional media for all sorts of reasons, one of which is that the pricing of advertising in traditional media has been dictated by largely monopoly operations. And they're not moving to advertise against free content on blogs. They're advertising against all kinds of things. But fundamentally, they're advertising in an area where there's a huge amount of competition. The other reason that journalists are losing their jobs is because they work for commercial organisations who cut costs, and they still make profits. So, basically, a lot of them haven't managed their businesses very well. So, this is quite a complex situation, and certainly not one that I can sum up in a couple of sentences, but don't blame the bloggers. Don't think that blogging undermines serious journalism in any way. Blogging and content from what you describe as regular citizens complements journalism. It adds different things to it. We have to understand that journalism is content, if you like, produced within particular professional organisational circumstances. There's a devaluation of the idea of amateur journalism. Amateur just means you're not paid to do it. It does not mean that the quality is necessarily worse. Professional journalism has certain advantages. It means that people write the stories that they might not want to write. It means that they have to hit deadlines. It means that they have to hit certain formats and so on. But amateur journalism has its advantages as well, because they're not constrained by commercial considerations, because they can write for passion, because they can invest a lot of time in it, and they can write about things that they know about rather than having to write about things that they don't know about. So there are pros and cons to both sides, and my personal opinion is that regular citizens blogging their views to the rest of the world adds something to the public sphere which journalism should be interested in stimulating.